it's always a good environment to work in. You know, you're professional footballers, so they should enjoy coming to work. You know, granted, yeah, you know, being on a bad run, everyone is getting a bit, or was getting anxious. It's not like that's all your problems are solved with one win. You know, you've got to keep going, you've got to try and win games, and we've given too many opportunities up in the last 7 or 8 games, and obviously the clean sheet was great, but they could have scored quite easily on Tuesday. They're a good side, Oxford, but they could have scored, and we've got to have our mentality that we've got to get stronger, we've got to start occupying the other teams more, which we did, and to be honest, that was a typical home performance for us on Tuesday. It was very similar to the Bury game, a game that we should have won as well. But, you know, we've got to keep our concentration, hopefully gain confidence from the clean sheet and take that into the remaining games. There's a lot of games to be played and there's a lot of points to be won.
Is this the first step now, building on this first victory in a while and trying to make the form more consistent?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you go through all the cliches, you know, our season starts here and all that palaver. Whatever way you dress it up, every time we take the pitch, we've got to try and perform to our best of our ability. And we've got to try and, you know, rewards, as I keep saying, we've got to reward the fans for the patience and for the money that they spend watching us. And we've got to try and put on a show for them and, you know, try and excite each other and try and win games. You know, whatever way you dress it up, the best way to please fans is by winning.
Trip to Southend next. It's never going to be one of those trips that you circle as we can go there and definitely win. They're all difficult, aren't they? But Southend are a good side and they've got a good record at Roots Hall.
Over the last couple of years, League Two means that any game you play in, you've got as good a chance of winning as you've got a chance of losing. And historically, we don't draw many games, so we either win or we lose. You've got to try and take the elements of luck out of it. Luck plays a massive part in football. And all you can do is stack the odds in your favour. And you stack the odds in your favour by defending better, but by occupying the other team's territory more. You know, it's an age-old thing. Football's an invasion game when you teach at primary school and you teach sport. You break down games into invasion games and net games and what have you. Football is a definite invasion game, and you've got to try and occupy the other team's territory as much as you can. And hopefully then the little elements of luck or the little decisions that can go for and against you really enhance your prospects of winning.
Fair to say that the policy will be front foot and go for it then?
Well, yeah, but you know, people can get kidded into thinking, oh, you just turn into a long ball team. And anyone who watches us play knows that we're not a long ball team, but we've got a focal point now in Terry that we can maybe hit balls a little bit earlier into him. If you look the other day, you know, people will accuse us of being of just banging it forward and trying to get the bits against Oxford, but some of the football we played against Oxford was fantastic.
There isn't an onus on being able to mix it, isn't there? Because you'll come up against very different styles in this division.
And, you know, in the main, most teams in this division do play a direct style. And you've got to be able to withstand that. You've got to be able to deal with the physical demands. And sometimes that's let us down, but, you know, hopefully we're getting better at that.